The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful day. It is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And let us walk before the face of the risen Lord. My brothers and sisters, the Easter season is a season in which God is showering us with his gifts. Gifts that are precious, gifts that are costly, and yet gifts that are given to us as total gifts. They are free, freely given because love is freely given. But there is a price behind it all. There is a price that is accounted for us in the sacred scriptures of salvation history, of the Lord desiring to bring us to himself since the beginning of time, and that he would send an anointed one who would unite us with him, who would bring forgiveness of sins. This day, the gifts that the Lord is wishing us to focus on, when we receive the gifts of Holy Week and Easter Sunday, having received his mother as our own mother, having received his Father, God, as our own Father, having received the Holy Spirit into our hearts, as the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that gives us strength and power to be faithful to him, giving us a new family to be part of, a family that comes together in the breaking of the bread, and he gives us another gift. And it is a gift that is to give continuity and security to our hearts and to our minds, because it is a gift of understanding. Understanding. My brothers and sisters, the gift of understanding is the peace of the Lord. And his first words of saying, "Peace be with you," and showing us his hands and his feet, showing us that he has conquered sin and death, Satan and hell, and all that opposes God, all that opposes love. And that he gives us forgiveness of sins in his name, which means that he gives us a reconciled relationship with God, being immersed in him, being baptized in his name. Understanding means to walk with clarity and simplicity of heart. What a gift this is, my brothers and sisters. When we look at all of the images that we are bombarded with constantly in our day, when we look at all the possible paths that are offered to us to follow and to walk, when we look at the confusion that is like a cloud rampant in our society and culture in regard to the inviolable dignity of every human person, from conception to natural death, When we look at the misunderstandings between peoples and religions, and even the use of violence in the name of God in our own day, progress that oftentimes is so costly at the cost of the innocent and the weak, it is important that we understand. Understanding is a light. It is light in the darkness that helps us see the way God sees. Understanding, then, is a sharing in the Spirit of the risen Lord. And the Spirit of the risen Lord vivifies His glorified humanity. That means that it is a Spirit that is accessible to us through the human nature of Jesus Christ. A human nature fully alive with God, which reveals to us who we are and who we are called to be. To be fully alive with God. To fully understand, to think, and to see the way God thinks and sees. My brothers and sisters, understanding is a communal gift. He says that He opened their minds. Not my mind, not your mind individually. Understanding comes in the community of the church. It is the church that imparts to us the fullness of understanding. It is a faith of understanding that is ecclesial in form. It means that if we are to walk in this world with a clear vision on the right path, we walk in the community of the disciples of Jesus Christ, established on the apostles and the witness of the apostles, the ones who ate and drank with the Lord and who ate with Him after He had risen from the dead. The faith of the apostles that comes to us in the church is professed by Peter. Peter, who proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ, is the faith that we receive through the life of the church. And what does that mean for us? Well, it is an ecclesial faith. It is a faith that comes to us in the community, but it is always personal. This is what the first letter of John is telling us, that we must keep the Word of God in our hearts. To keep Shamar is the definitive response of the Israelite to the Torah, to the law of God. And what John is saying is that the new law, what the prophets wrote about and what the Psalms praised, is Jesus Christ, the law made flesh. And so we are to be faithful to Him who is the new law. Now, how can we begin to walk with the gift of understanding? He says that He opens their minds to understand the Scriptures. The gift of understanding has an order. It is ordered to salvation history that is disclosed to us in the sacred Scriptures. The Holy Father this last week in Rome convened the Pontifical Biblical Commission, those scholars whom the Church regards as assisting the Magisterium in interpreting the Scriptures. And he called for the whole Church to return to the Word of God, to return to the sacred Scriptures, to be informed by them. But we don't return alone. Scriptures are not primarily given to us as a private devotion. They are not primarily the object of individual faith because they did not come to us that way. The Scriptures were caused by a community, given to the community of faith to hand on the faith of the community. And so they are to be read with the faith of the church. My brothers and sisters, the Scriptures impart to us a vocabulary and a vision that helps us understand who we are. These Easter days, we are called to return again, having received the gift of the Holy Spirit, to discover for ourselves this amazing gift, to encounter Christ in the Word of God, to open the Word of God, and to pray with the Word of God, and to let the Spirit invoke and convoke the fire of the Lord in our own hearts, just as the disciples experienced in the road to Emmaus, just as the Lord ordered His disciples when He had risen from the dead, and just as the Holy Father has invited us all, that we might live with understanding, and that our own minds, with the mind of the church, may be open to profess and to proclaim and to encounter Jesus Christ, who is Lord.